"So," she said between chews, "you want to know about the shroud and the people who stole it?"
I lifted my eyebrows. Yeah, actually. You're pretty good.
"There are two problems."
I frowned. "Okay, what are they?" Ulsharovas peered at me and said,
"First, I don't work for Bokur."
"I'm not a Bokur," I protested.
"You aren't a Hungun. You aren't a Mambo. That makes you a sorcerer."
"Wizard," I said. "I'm with the White Council." The doll tilted her head.
"You're stained," she said. "I can feel black magic on you."
"It's a long story," I said, "but mostly it isn't mine."
"Some of it is."
I frowned at the doll and then nodded. "Yeah, I've made a bad call or two."
"But honest," Ulsharovas noted. "Well enough. Second is my price."
"What did you have in mind?" The doll spat to one side, flecks of tobacco landing on the floor.
"An honest answer to one question. Answer me, and I will tell you what you seek."
"Yeah, right," I said. "You could just ask me for my name. I've heard that one before."
"I didn't say you'd have to answer in full," the doll said. "I certainly do not wish to threaten you. But what you would answer, you must answer honestly."
I thought about it for a minute before I said, "All right, done." Ulsharovas scooped up more tobacco and started chomping.
"Answer only this. Why do you do what you do?"
I blinked at her. "You mean tonight?"
"I mean always," she answered. "Why are you a wizard? Why do you present yourself openly? Why do you help other mortals as you do?"
I said. I stood up and paced over to my table. "What else would I do?"
"Precisely," the doll said, and spat. "You could be doing many other things. You could be seeking a purpose in life in other careers. You could be sequestered and studying. You could be using your skills for material gain and living in wealth. Even in your profession as an investigator, you could do more to avoid confrontation than you do. But instead, you consign yourself to a poor home, a dingy office, and the danger of facing all manner of mortal and supernatural foe. Why?"
I leaned back against my table, folded my arms, and frowned at the doll. "What the hell kind of question is that?"
"An important one," she said, "and one that you agreed to answer honestly."
"Well," I said, "I guess I wanted to do something to help people, something I was good at."
"Is that why?" she asked.
I chewed over the thought for a moment. Why had I started doing this stuff? I mean, it seemed like every few months I was running up against situations that had the potential to horribly kill me. Most wizards never had the kind of problems I did. They stayed at home, minded their own business, and generally speaking, went on about their lives. They did not challenge other supernatural forces. They didn't declare themselves to the public at large. They didn't get into trouble for sticking their noses in other people's business, whether or not they'd been paid to do so. They didn't start wars, get challenged to duels with vampire patriots, or get the windows shot out of their cars. So why did I do it? Was it some kind of masochistic death wish? Maybe a psychological dysfunction of some sort? Why? "I don't know," I said finally. "I guess I never thought about it all that much." The doll watched me with unnerving intensity for a full minute before nodding.
"Don't you think you should?"
I scowled down at my shoes and didn't answer. Ulsharovas took one last fistful of tobacco and sat back down in her original position, settling her calico dress primly about her.
"The shroud and the thieves you seek have rented a small vessel docked in the harbor. It is a pleasure craft called the Etranger."
I nodded and exhaled through my nose. "All right, then. Thank you for your help." She lifted a tiny hand.
"One thing more, wizard. You must know why the Knights of the White God wish you to stay away from the Shroud."
I arched an eyebrow. "Why?"
"They received part of a prophecy. a prophecy that told them that should you seek the shroud, you will most assuredly perish.
Only part of a prophecy? I asked.
Yes, their adversary concealed some of it from them.
I shook my head. Why are you telling me this?
Because, Ulsharova said, you must hear the second half of the prophecy in order to restore the balance.
Okay. The doll nodded and fixed me with that unsettling, unblinking stare.
Should you seek the shroud, Harry Dresden, you will most assuredly perish.
All right, I said. So what happens if I don't? The doll lay down on her back, and wisps of light began flowing back out of her, back from whence Ulsharavas had come. Her voice came to me quietly, as if from a great distance.
If you do not, they all die, and this city with them.